This is News Source 1 Michiana, your balanced source of news for the community. Welcome to Michiana Speak Out with Keith Thews, an interactive podcast where we can talk to you or you can speak to us. The show begins right after the national news.
News Nation, this hour, I'm Ryan Burrow. An FDA advisory panel has voted to recommend a booster dose of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine for people 18 and older, at least 2 months after their first dose. Johnson & Johnson President John Hogan spoke to the panel virtually.
The data that we have suggested by boosting the immune responses, you do get broadening and of the breadth of protection. And we do see that we have these increasing neutralizing titers against the different variants.
The vote comes a day after the FDA panel recommended a booster shot for the Moderna vaccine. Lawyers for accused Parkland High School shooter Nicholas Crew say he'll plead guilty next week to the 2018 shooting that left 17 students dead. He was in court today to plead guilty to separate charges related to his time in jail. A jury will decide whether the 23-year-old will get the death penalty. A U.S. Capitol Police officer has been indicted on obstruction of justice charges for allegedly hiding evidence of a rioter's involvement in the January insurrection. Officer Michael A. Riley is accused of tipping off someone who participated in the riot by telling them to remove Facebook posts showing the person inside of the Capitol on January 6th. Prosecutors say he had sent the person a message telling them that he was an officer with the police force who, quote, agrees with your political stance, end quote. We now know when fully vaccinated foreign nationals will be allowed to enter the U.S. again.
Fully vaccinated foreign nationals will once again be allowed to enter the United States November 8th, ending historic restrictions first imposed on air travelers from China in January of 2020 by then President Donald Trump. The White House made that announcement on Twitter Friday morning, saying it applies to both air and land travel. Unvaccinated visitors will still be barred from entering America from Canada or Mexico at land borders.
News Nation's Don Kleppen reporting. British conservative lawmaker David Amos has died after being stabbed during a meeting with constituents at a church in eastern England. A 25-year-old man has been arrested. Find News Nation on your cable or satellite provider and stay up to date around the clock at NewsNationNow.com and on the News Nation Now app. I'm Ryan Burrow.
Hello, it is Friday. The weekend is here. It is the 15th of the month, October the 15th, and you are listening to Michiana Speak Out with Keith Thews. It has been raining and we have cool temperatures coming, so make sure you get the sweaters out. Yes, the temperatures have dropped enough. It is that time now to prepare for the cold. So China had their space flight this midday, taken off just before 11:30 or 12:30, just before 12:30, with a crew of three and their first ever female in space. 41-year-old mom took off with two other gentlemen for a six-month tour on their space station. And so we wish that the Senzhou number 13 crew the very best. William Shatner is going to be in Indianapolis tomorrow for the Comic-Con in Indy, and look forward to the reports from there on his space journey memories. That's going to be something to be excited about. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train and remembering our discussion earlier this week with Jim Looney on The Jam tomorrow, which we'll have a live feed on. So get ready. More coming up on Michiana Speak Out.
Mom, Dad, let's talk about tackle football. I just learned about CTE, the brain disease caused by repeated hits to the head. The more years I play, the more I'm at risk. If you put me in tackle today,
by the time I'm a senior in high school, I'll have played 13 years of tackle football. I could already have CTE, and it will continue to destroy my brain even after I stop playing. So by the time I'm your age,
I could be fighting depression, struggling to keep my thoughts straight. I could become violent, even towards my own children. When I'm your age, what will matter to me is not my youth football career, but that, like you, I'm a great parent, and I can provide for my family.
So please, keep me out of tackle football. until I'm 14.
Canadian Pacific Holiday Trains lights to shine on community food banks with virtual concert. Donations for 2021 October 8, 2021 Calgary Canadian Pacific, CP, will host a virtual concert and donate to local food banks in communities across its network for the Holiday Train Program's 23rd year. Though this year's Holiday Train will once again be virtual, the much-loved program will continue to serve as a beacon, highlighting the ongoing need for food banks and the critical work they do. End quote. The spirit of the Holiday Train is about giving generously and inspiring those around us to give as well, end quote, said Keith Creel, CP President and Chief Executive Officer. End quote. While we are disappointed we again cannot bring the Holiday Train to communities, we are honored to run a virtual program and continue to support communities and food banks across our network as they work to address food insecurity in North America. End quote. Since its inception in 1999, the CP Holiday Train has raised $19.4 million and collected £4.9 million of food for community food banks along CP's network. CP will again donate to all food banks that would ordinarily benefit from a Holiday Train stop, including those that typically receive the train in alternating years. End quote. Throughout the pandemic, the need for emergency food support has grown tremendously, and we are grateful to be one of the charities benefiting from the CP Holiday Train this year, end quote, said Vince Barletta, Harvest Manitoba CEO. End quote. CP's Holiday Train shines a light on food insecurity in communities like ours, and the funds raised help us ensure that no Manitoban goes hungry throughout the holiday season and beyond. End quote. Live music has always been part of the CP Holiday Train tradition. To maintain that tradition, CP will produce a virtual benefit concert, with details to be announced in the weeks ahead. End quote. We're looking forward to Canadian Pacific's virtual concert this year, and we're glad CP has found a safe way for everyone to get into the spirit of the season, end quote, said Valerie Nicholson Watson, President and CEO of Harvesters, the Community Food Network, a Kansas City, Missouri-based Holiday Train beneficiary food bank. End quote. We appreciate CP's generous donations to Harvesters, which have allowed us to provide nutritious food to the children, families and seniors that depend on assistance from our partner network agencies. Thank you, CP, for your continued support to our mission of feeding hungry people today and working to end hunger tomorrow. End quote.
Welcome back to Michiana Speak Out. That was the official press release from the Canadian Pacific Railroad on the 8th. So this year there will not be another Canadian Pacific Holiday Train, again due to safety reasons caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. And even though the Canadian border is starting to be open, obviously when you have the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train coming into any metropolitan or rural community, there's going to be a flock of folks gathering. And since the Delta variant is bad in certain places in the United States, there's always the good possibility of COVID transmission or even a mini super spreader event. And so no train again this year. Hopefully next year in 2022, things will be back to normal and there'll be two trains running of the Holiday Train, one for Canada and one for the United States. It's always a neat thing to see. And our sister station, Michiana Homegrown Talent Radio, and myself have been very active in covering that event, but we'll hopefully do it next year. When we come back, my interview with Jim Looney on the Jam tomorrow down in Goshen, the Gospel Jam. I played it earlier on Monday. We're going to replay it today. And then we'll wrap things up with Happy and Whole and Him with Pastor Joel here on Michiana Speak Out.
Hey, it's me, the rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man. But you haven't worn me in, like, forever. I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Next Reality Studios, located at 1100 North Chicago Avenue in Goshen, is your hot community spot for virtual reality. 20,000 square feet of VR fun. Social and community groups can use the Innovation Center for various trainings and events. Very easy to find at the Old Bag Factory. Look them up on Facebook and call ahead to book a time slot. Walk-ins are welcome too.
She can stand, she can do more. Like build a rocket and watch it soar. Clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh, she can stand.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, you posted a link, but it needs to be me.
I sent a text message.
Hey, we finally connect there, Jim. Good evening to you.
Finally doing it.
Hooray.
Sometimes technology is awful scary.
Oh, hey, at least we're connecting. So we're talking to Jim Looney, who is hosting a jam in the Goshen House of Prayer coming up this Saturday, the 16th. So tell us a little bit more what's going on with the jam.
Well, you know, it's getting bigger every time we do this and everything. The Lord has really blessed us good. And we have other singers that come in off and on. So have to drive two, maybe 3 hours even to get here. And we're blessed to have them with us. It's all to glorify the Lord. It is none for anybody's own personal. And basically, we like to do this. I figure if the devil can have his nights in the bars, the church ought to be able to have theirs. So what is open mic thing? I have a guest come in. They sign on the board if they want to sing. They've got a song. Don't have many show up to sing. Songs we allow them. Some maybe only want to do one. Others may have three or four they want to do. Which is all good. It starts at 5 o'clock and try to end it by 8, but you know what? Sometimes God has a different plan for that.
I hear you on that, Jim. So who do you have so far lined up and committed for this coming Saturday?
We have the Dares out of Knox, Indiana coming. We have Brother Mike Elkins out of Portage, Indiana coming. And then there's, you guys, I hope, with your group. And also several other singles that are coming out of Michigan. I'm not sure of their names yet. I've just got notified that they would like to join in. So we will see what happens there. But we will definitely get their names and information logged into our notes for contact list when they show up.
All right. Now, we had a little bit of a distorted signal earlier. So give us the name of the jam and tell folks how they can get to the church.
Okay. Well, it's not really a name. We just call it the House of Prayer Praise Team.
Okay.
We have musicians there, and as guests come, if they want us to back them up with music and instruments and stuff, we will do that. If they have their own instruments, they're welcome to bring it. Or if they want to play one of ours, they're welcome to do that as well. The address on it is 110 Hackett Road in Goshen, Indiana. And it's all about having a good time with the Lord.
Amen about that. So how can they get to the church for those who didn't hear the last interview?
Okay, if you get on State Road 15 coming out of Goshen, like you're going toward Bristol, you go over that railroad overpass and stay on 15. You're going to cross a street called Weldon and just keep going straight. Then about a quarter of a mile down past that, you look on your left-hand side of the road, you see a Marathon gas station. That road that crosses there is Hackett Road. You don't turn
Hackett.
You don't turn left to go into the gas station. You turn right. And as soon as you make that turn right, you will see that church on the right-hand side of the road there.
Okay, and the name of the church is, one more time?
House of Prayer, Mountain Assembly.
House of Prayer, okay. Now, you've been doing this jam for some time, haven't you?
I started this about 6 to 7 months ago or something like that. Been trying to do one every month. Scheduling and stuff, I've tried to work with other churches that are doing their scheduling, and it happens.
Aha. Now, you have also mentioned the last interview that you and I did back in the middle of September that other churches are doing a similar jam. Do you know of some of those churches that are hosting similar jams in Indiana or Michigan?
Well, yeah, Knox, Indiana did the same thing, their Nazarene church. And they did one on October the 3rd. Which I wasn't able to attend because the 3rd is on a Sunday. And, you know, I like to stay within my own church and stuff and doing things. I don't want to take away from there. But if they had it, would have been at a different date or something, maybe on a Friday or Saturday or something, I would have been able to attend it. But normally when they have their things going on, they let us know. And we also go to their meetings as well. And join in.
All right. And any other jams that you know about?
There's one that's out toward Bremen, and I don't recall their name or anything, but they had talked about doing it. I haven't heard word that where they were going to do anything or not. Whenever they were in there about almost say July or sometime in there, well, they had spoke to me, but I haven't seen or talked to them since then.
And okay.
And then there's a Open Skies church right there in Elkhart. They're talking about doing the same thing there as well.
And what was the name of the church in Elkhart?
Open Skies.
I never heard that one. Where is that?
Okay. If you go get on Middlebury Street, there's a building there. I think it's called Omni. And you have to pull in and go around behind that building, and you'll see the big event center there, and it's right there. Omega Center.
Oh, the Omega Center. Okay, off of Middlebury Street.
Yes.
Yeah, at the old car museum.
Right.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Okay. Well, that'll be awesome. We'll just have to keep them informed about that. So as we wrap things up tonight for the interview, tell us a little bit about some of the musicians. Like you said, Mike Elkins. Give us a little background about him and the Dares.
Well, let me start with myself. I had played around in the bars, as a lot of people know this, for over years. And God spoke to me one time, and he's like, no, this is not where I want you. And I gave my heart over, and I've been playing in church ever since. I love every second of it. And then a lot of them are in the same boat I'm in and stuff. They're doing it. There's been a lot of them that have been in church for 30, 40 years that come there. And they continually doing their music the way they've always done it, which is great. We have one lady there that we call her Sister Sue. She's the mother of the church.
Uh-huh. And
she's, I'm going to say, pushing close to 90 years old, but she still brings her guitar, and she still plays and sings, and she does an awesome job.
Amen to that. And so I mentioned bringing up Mike Elkins and the Dares. Give us a little bit of background on them.
Well, Mike Elkins, he's out of Portage, and he does a lot of songs and music by soundtrack. Him and his dad used to go all around the whole country singing, but his dad had passed away. They've got plenty of CDs on their own and stuff that where they've recorded their own music. And he brings them to us, and it kind of helps pay his gas bill if someone purchases them and things like that. He also looks around for other churches to go to do the same thing. He's available, and he loves to have a good time in the Lord. He has an excellent voice, and
indeed he does.
Go ahead.
Yeah, indeed, Mike definitely does.
Yes, and then we have my wife, which I tell people I married a miracle. She was one of Jerry Lewis's kids, and she has a little trouble of walking. She has her fingers are all crippled up, but you heard her play that piano.
Mm-hmm.
She does an awesome job with it. I think a lot of times she helps hold everything together. Yeah, because when somebody messes up, she covers it up.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. So, all right. So, Jim, as we wrap things up fully tonight, I'm glad we were able to finally get the connection. Give us the name of the jam one more time and tell us the time and how they could get signed up to perform.
Okay. Well, the name of the group or this church is the House of Prayer Praise Team. And to get signed up, all you have to do is show up, and we have a board up there, a dry erase board. Just go put your name on the board, and that's how to get signed up. And if anybody else wants other information, they can feel free to call me at 574-343-9722, and I'll be honored to talk with them.
All right, and one more time with the number in case they didn't get it the first time.
574-343-9722.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Jim Looney from the House of Prayer, getting ready for a big jam for October on the 16th. More and more people are signing up. So please share this podcast around with any musician that you know of and come on down free of charge. You can't beat it. It is a great jam. We have videos on our sister station, Roaring Light Radio, and we're going to be going live with videos and pictures as well here on New Source One, Michiana. So, Jim, thank you for connecting, and I will definitely be there on Saturday night.
All right. Looking forward to hearing you, seeing you, and one of these days we'll have you and your the rest of your group come and do a Saturday night sing, or a Sunday sing, for the church and have the service.
Oh, yeah, definitely something to look forward to as well. So, all right, well, you take care, and we have more coming up here on Michiana Speak Out. Bye-bye, Jim.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good talking to you.
You too.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Let us read Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. This week, my family and I had to face a truly distressing situation. The details are unnecessary for you to know, but I bring up my own distress because I know you get it. We all get it. We have and we will face moments of great difficulty and disaster, misery and misfortune, hardship and heartbreak. And maybe today you're sliding down into the slimy pit. Perhaps it's a parenting pit. And you grieve and groan over the path that your child has taken. You tried to turn them, but you cannot change their heart, what they love and live for. Or maybe it's the muck and mire of marriage, and you can't discern where the disconnect happened. Or the medical exam you just had reveals the fragility of your future. Or maybe you've taken a huge financial hit, or your life's work's been just shattered. If you're in the midst of meltdown, if you're crying, be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. Verse 13. Then Psalm 40 is a help in the storm. David shows us the way forward in Psalm 40. David shows us the way forward. Notice that David first remembers how God has delivered him in the past. Verse 2. David says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Friends, the way forward begins with remembering God's mighty deliverances in the past. When Israel was about to enter the Promised Land after 40 years of wandering, you know what God said to them? Remember, remember, remember what I've done in the past, how I delivered you from Egypt and slavery. See Deuteronomy chapter 6 through 9. So the way forward is first to remember God's faithfulness in the past, and then to trust God's faithfulness to do what He's promised in the future. Listen to verse 11. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. That's what gives us hope, not only for ourselves, but for others. Verse 3, he says, many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. We look forward to the future in hope that many of those dear ones whose lives are train wrecks right now will one day have their eyes open and will turn to God in faith and repentance. How do we face the present when the pain and predicament are so much? Friends, the way forward is looking both ways, past and future, and seeing that God is faithful. But Joel, my life has been so rough. What has God ever done for me in the past? My friend David's greater son would take verses 7 and 8 to his lips and say, "Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart." 2,000 years ago, friend, Jesus said, "Here I am. Come to fulfill what was written in the scrolls of the Old Testament." Jesus is the only human to ever had God's law in his heart. And he came into our world of pain and heartache, and he descended into hell on the cross, that old rugged cross where he gave his life to deliver us from slavery to the devil. And Jesus conquered our last great enemy, death, when he was raised from the dead on that first Easter morning. And he calls all of us to trust in his great victory then in the past, and to look forward to the great day when he will return to bring in the new heavens and a new earth. Look both ways, my friend, and remember who you are and who you belong to.
This is News Source 1 Michiana, Elkhart, South Bend.